It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Because Ohio's important. Everyone knows Ohio's important. You're going to go down here in the valley between Columbus and Pittsburgh. And then you got the Aikman Triangle right here. Hillary Clinton carried this next to Canton. And then, there's Worcester. But 1876 is a different story. Orville. This is a problem for Orville. This is a problem for Biden. Trump carries these North Lawrence down over here, up here to Canal Footon. You're going to zoom in and get up here to 9321 Triangle Circle. That's what they call it, right around Nick and Jack Farms. Everyone knows that Nick and Jack Farms has always been Kerry Trump ever since 1884 when he only won 42% of the vote. We're going to go south. We're going to head our way south. We're going to zoom in a little bit. Right there, there's a green patch. We call this Elms Country Club. Back in the day, Elms Country Club is where, of course, Hamilton lost the duel with Washington. Everyone knows this is a huge Republican mainstay. We're going to back up a little bit. I never stop talking. I always just keep moving the map. We need more data. Of course, there's East Canton. East Canton, of course, runs east of Canton, which is just east of Massillon. And then Massillon's north of Nevers. And we all know these are Republican hotspots. Perry Heights, Biden, exiting polls say that the 627 is backed up here all the way down to 77. I never stopped talking. I was told to keep talking. Never stopped talking. Keep moving the map.
Yeah, if you like that sort of thing, there was plenty of it on television last night.
That's beautiful.
The acting like something urgent is happening as the results come in is a... I don't know who invented it, but it's an interesting phenomenon. It's probably...
Well, wait a minute. You just explained cable news. Acting like something urgent is happening. That's the whole deal.
Well, I guess on this particular topic, I don't know when it started, probably, I don't know, but the talking, currently leading by 3, and you look at the little thing, and it's 2% reporting. It is the definition of meaningless. I mean, it is just meaningless. If you want to waste your precious hours on Earth watching that, that's fine, but I don't. But that's exactly what the people sound like. I never stop talking. I keep moving the map around. We'll pinch in here. We'll pull out here. We'll go over there.
All right. Whatever. Everybody knows it's a Republican mainstay. Yeah. What a waste of time.
Nikki Haley, looks like her speech was really short. I just saw her walk up to the podium and walk off. So we'll have a little of that lady. She got out of the race and gave a speech in a nice red dress and walked off the stage.
Bye-bye.
I yield the rest of my time, but F this, I suspect, was the message. Yeah. You'll pardon me.
Probably.
As promised last hour, delivering now a couple of fairly significant pieces of electric vehicle news. First of all, those of you who have invested in the Tesla, and I will speak for Jack Boy here, who has one of those fine automobiles. Mm-hmm. It's not about like you're some sort of Greta Thunberg cultist. It's that it's a fabulously engineered motor vehicle, and it's the fastest thing on the planet.
I don't know. I think a lot of people, like in my town, bought them to virtual signal how much they care about the climate. I bought it because I read it was the fastest car ever made, and I thaught, I want to have that. That's why I bought the Plaid, but it said it had the best stereo that I've ever heard. So fast, and it had a nice stereo. I didn't give a crap about the fact that it was electric, but I don't know. I'm probably not the regular buyer.
Anyway, it's a fine car, and one of the advantages of being a Tesla owner is that you have actual charging stations that work somewhat. Well, the other manufacturers realize that, and there are very few other places to charge their EVs that work worth a damn, and so they have put out adaptations to their software and like little adapter things. So now you're going to see Fords and Chevys and everything else and charging at Tesla recharging
and
stations.
And is Tesla allowing that? Or, I mean, would they be doing that? Are they allowed to do that?
I have no idea. The Wall Street Journal doesn't address quote-unquote legality at all. They just said, no, nobody beat me to death or screamed at me for having a non-Tesla there. It went fine. I charged up and went.
I didn't think it was an adapter issue. I thought it was a you're not supposed to use the Tesla charging stations issue, but who's going to police that? I mean,
well, they don't police armed robbery in California.
Right.
They're going to police, excuse me, I'm going to cite you for being a Chevy and a Tesla recharger. Please.
Well,
anyway, so look forward to longer lines and more misery.
Well, yeah, the only electric car that's even made a dent in the ability for electric cars to overtake gas-powered cars are Tesla, and it is the charging station thing, and they already have gotten full. Teslas have gotten popular enough that when I pull up to one now, more likely than not, there are no stalls open and I have to wait in line. How often do you have to wait at a gas station for 20 minutes to then fill up, which is going to take you a half an hour? How often do you ever have to do that with a gas-powered car? Never. But now, if all vehicles are doing it, forget it. That will kill the whole electric car experiment. It'll kill it.
Right.
It'll be over.
Well, it's already dying as the bottom has dropped out of the market, both for the cars and the materials that go into it, even the mining operations that mine for the materials for the batteries. The bottom has dropped out of that market, like in 6 months. Which just goes to show the stupidity and capriciousness of central planning. Even if it's a noble goal that electric vehicles were actually going to help the environment, and that is not true, by the way. And I don't work for any big oil company. I don't give a damn. I want the environment to be clean. I want there to be fish when I throw a line in and birds overhead, even though they're government spies. I want clean air and water. Of course I do. If you don't, you're a scumbag. But I'm a realist.
Joe's wearing a Shell oil hat. You can't see it here in a... Exxon t-shirt.
Meant to turn that backward before I began my screen.
This is all wrong.
Yeah, all right. Hormonal teenagers are not where I look for my guidance on major political issues. Anyway, where was I? So if indeed electric cars were going to do a lot of good, then I could see maybe some incentives and disincentives from the government. But it's phony. For instance, it turns out because the particulate matter that comes out of gas-powered cars has become incredibly small. There's a very, very, very low amount. Turns out EVs and particulate matter is the biggest problem. That's the really nasty stuff, dust, dirt, soot that gets in the air. EVs put out more of them because the vast majority of particulate matter that comes out of motor vehicles at this point is from their tires.
Did you know that?
I did not.
That was completely news to me. The main pollution problem is what's coming off the tires.
At least in terms of particulate matter.
Yeah.
And so the Biden administration is reviewing California's plan, Cal Unicornia, as always, out front and doing stupid stuff that doesn't help anything. Plans to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035 to get federal approval. California claims it needs this ban to prevent harm to public health from particulate matter. Cited specifically, airborne particles, dust, dirt, soot. But banning gasoline cars would do little to reduce particulate emissions and could even increase them. New gas cars are very clean, according to the EPA. Cars only emit 1% of all direct fine particulate matter in California. Most of these emissions come from older models. The newer gasoline cars that California wants to ban will often have particulate filters that reduce emissions below 1/1000th of a gram per mile driven. Turns out it's much more about the tires. We could get further into this, but you get the idea, and the rest of it is just fleshing out this evidence. But here's the interesting part, and Cal Unicornians will recognize this, how corrupt it all is. When California's air agency analyzed the effects of its ban, it used a model that assumes both kind of cars have the same wear. When the public pointed out the error that heavier electric vehicles have more tire wear, the agency doubled down, claiming it would be speculative to assume that electric cars will continue to be heavier than gasoline cars. The agency mused that in the future, automakers could probably offset the weight of heavy batteries with unspecified weight reduction in other components of the vehicle body. But California's bureaucrats have it backwards.
There's a limit to that.
Speculative is assuming that electric cars will soon weigh the same as gasoline cars they replace. There's no reason to believe that.
No. Yeah, my sedan weighs as much as a giant SUV. So I'm agnostic on electric cars. I don't have an emotional thing about it either way, as opposed to, like, my brother and my son just knee-jerk hate them. Just the idea of, I don't know what it is, moving away from the combustible engine because they're cool or culture or something like that. I would just drive whichever is more practical and cheaper. I got an electric car and found it's not very damn practical. It's just not. It is for some things, but not for a lot of other things. The tech part of it, though, that was kind of exciting and everybody thought was going to take over the world a few years ago, self-driving this, self-driving that, has turned out to not even be close to ready and may never be because of the NHT, National Highway Transportation Board, or whatever they're called. They cracked down hard on Tesla for a handful of crashes around the country. They could have, I mean, there are crashes all the time from regular people driving, but a handful of crashes from autopilot. And so Tesla has really restricted the autopilot, and it is unusable now. And I thought it was just me complaining about it on my car, but I went on to a Reddit thread. It has completely taken the novelty away by a large margin. I'm open to other vehicles now, sadly. I would have never considered leaving Tesla, and now I'm going to. Yeah, I never use it now. What a waste of money it was for me. These are all different comments. It yells
at me. Oh, that's right, because you pay more for the software, right?
$10,000.
Oh!
For a self-driving car, and now they've made it unusable. This person saying, if I take my eyes off of the road for 0.3 seconds to check my blind spot, it yells at me. Yeah, you can't do anything. You can't adjust your radio. It's now the time. If you aren't just, and nobody in real life drives like this.
Sure,
if you don't keep your eyes straight ahead constantly, like if you look away for a second, your car goes. So it's just not usable at all anymore. So much for self-driving cars. That was the end of that. It was fun while it lasted. I loved it for a while. It was great in stop-and-go traffic. And I flipped it on every day. Check texts, see if I got a phone call. But you can't do any of that anymore. So what's the point?
One of the best, most interesting things Tim Sandifer, the great legal constitutional scholar and thinker from the Goldwater Institute, longtime friend of the show, one of the most important and interesting things he ever said was that it is an uncountable number, the number of jobs that are never created because of government red tape and overregulation and that sort of thing. And I just find myself wondering whether the conditions that made the United States the most innovative society that's ever existed on the earth, I mean, bar none, I wonder if those conditions have so changed that we just aren't anymore. And I hear you shouting, what about AI? What about blah, blah, blah? But that's why I led with that quote from Tim. I think it's become so difficult to take chances and be innovative and do something that hasn't been done before. It's only a couple of, like, superstar innovations that actually are able to fight their way through that tar pit of discouragement that we throw up in innovators' ways these days.
And we really are a perfect is the enemy of good enough. Oh, we better not. That wouldn't be perfect. So let's just stay with the way we used to do
it. That sounds a little dangerous. I don't know. No, if it works, it'll save millions of lives. Yeah, but it seems dangerous. So no.
Yeah. Anyway, that's an update on that. If you're thinking of a self-driving car ever, it ain't happening. It's over. It was a tiny golden period there for a couple of years.
I guess I'll just stick with Morgan Freeman driving me around town and sharing various pearls of wisdom occasionally. Driving Miss Davies style.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I haven't talked about it on the air, but yeah, I employ him as a driver.
Hey, Hanson, did Nikki Haley say anything the slightest bit interesting in her goodbye speech? Not really. She looked good in that dress.
What the? This is misogyny, folks.
I wonder.
What?
I wonder if she'll ever be on the political stage again, or if she's just about to go work for some corporation, make a lot of money, and have a great life, and say, "See you, suckers."
We'll break down what went wrong with her campaign next.
Oh wow, that hurt. That was like a punch on the solar plexus. More on the way. Stay here.
Hey, it's Tony. I'm here to tell you Jimmy is no longer with us. He stopped using his IFA, and no one's seen him since. I know what you're thinking. What's a Zipa? Crazy name, right? Well, I asked the same thing. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. It stops your annoyance, snoring. Now they're telling me it's Zipa 91. It's 91%. That means it works for everybody. Other snoring solutions, not even close. So you're going to buy the one that works or the one that doesn't. You're smart. You're going to buy a Zipa 91. Hey, what happens if it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. It's Zipa 91. Not only that, Zipa 91 has a 91-day money-back guarantee. Everybody else, only 30. Why? Because they don't work. Haven't your loved ones suffered enough? Get a Zipa 91 and get it now. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Remember, it's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, claim your eligibility for your free brand-new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Your tax refund belongs to you, not an identity thief. Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Don't let someone else enjoy your refund. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A man in Wisconsin recently extended his Guinness World Record after he ate 728 McDonald's Big Macs in 2023. The record was for healthiest man in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, skinny New Yorker.
What the heck was that?
The skinny New Yorker making fun of people from the rest of the country. That's what it was.
I'll not have you impugning Wisconsinites on this program.
Only 50% of the votes are in L.A. County. But it continues to be that George Gascon looks like he's going to hold on to his job as district attorney. That, by far to me, is the most disappointing race in the entire country. And I realize it's L.A. County. L.A. County is not like the rest of the country. Man, that's a lot of people who've suffered through a lot of crime and are still going to stick with some Marxist weirdo who believes crime is our fault, the law-abiding citizens' fault, for putting some sort of system in place that forces them to commit crimes. What?
We cannot prosecute our way out of the desperation that we have.
What an idiotic statement.
And everybody running, not everybody, but most of the people running against him who got good chunks of the vote were people who worked for him, who said, this guy's dangerous.
Oh, they had to unite around one candidate. That was so important. You know, we'll wait to see when the dust settles, but yeah, there are a handful of these guys around the country. Krasner in Philadelphia, Fox in Chicago. What's the woman's name in St. Louis? They got rid of Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. But these Marxist DAs, county attorneys, whatever, that may be the single, next year's school board, perhaps, that might be the single most important election in terms of your life quality. No matter where you live around the country, got to keep an eye on those races. And become an activist in it.
And a guy like Gascon looks at all those tents in L.A. and thinks, well, that's the evil white supremacy, patriarchal, cis something or other system causing all those people.
Heteronormative.
Yeah, right. Is causing this homelessness.
And I'm sorry, I said that his statement was stupid, that we can't prosecute ourselves out of the desperation we see. It's not stupid at all. It's an absolutely deliberately constructed statement of Marxist purpose. We are going to tear down the system. We are not going to prosecute crime. We are going to tear down the system through letting crime run rampant. It's a deliberate strategy.
He survived a recall 100 days into his first term. And I thought, okay, well, people didn't really understand what he was yet. Then the second recall that didn't make it because they didn't get enough signatures, and that can be complicated. I thought by now, though, I hadn't looked at any polling. I was just assuming he was on his way out, that everybody had woken up to this. And this, I just find this very disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. The only beacon of hope I find is that from crazy left Oregon to crazy left San Francisco, Seattle, and other places around the country, although the West Coast was the craziest, so it reached this point soonest. The people are waking up eventually and saying, hey, these policies don't work at all. They're a disaster.
And
turning their ships.
Everything in L.A. County is locked up. Every toothbrush, every deodorant stick, it's all locked up. But that nut job thinks it's your fault that it's locked up.
Los Angeles crumbling.
And he's going to get
Yes, it is, metal guy. Yes,
God,
it is.
Maddening. Ah! What are you going to do? Vote. That's all you can do.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Your tax refund belongs to you, not an identity thief. Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Don't let someone else enjoy your refund. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hey, Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Dartmouth's men's basketball team voting to unionize. The players want to join a union that already represents some employees at the school to collectively bargain over things like pay and practice hours. The school, which opposes the move, has 5 business days to appeal.
I'm not smart enough to understand this, but it's the first time it's happened in our nation's history. Division I sports unionizing a sports program.
The players, yeah. Voting to form a union. I haven't really dug into this. I'm delighted by it just because it's so surprising. I want to see how it unfolds. They're going to negotiate practice hours? It's, you know, given the undeniable fact that college athletes are exploited, particularly in your high-profile sports, basketball and football, really, and I know they get an education in return, but depending on what athlete and what sport you're talking about, that's a fraction of what they bring. I'm fine with it. This is the land of opportunity, and we have 50 labs, the laboratories of democracy. Go get it, Dartmouth basketball team. It'll probably ruin the sport.
Wouldn't you, though, as a college going forward, say, yeah, if you want to play here, you can't be in a, you can't be unionizing. You're not going to call the shots on practices. Our coach is going to decide when you practice how much. If you don't want to play for some place like that, go play somewhere else.
Yeah, but I don't know what the law is. I know there are laws about union busting, and you have to allow certain organizing activities. I'm sure that varies state by state.
It does. There is a difference, obviously, between you're going to go to Kansas to play basketball, and you have a decent chance of becoming an NBA player or whatever, as opposed to you're going to be a swimmer at some Division II school. You're just doing it because you like to swim, right? I mean, those are completely different situations.
Yeah.
But I know enough athletes in the modern world of Division I sports even. You're non-high profile, not going to make a living at it sports. The amount of time they expect from you. I'm surprised there are as many kids that want to do it as there are. I mean, you got to dedicate your whole 4-year life to that. Getting up super early, being gone all weekend, practicing all summer long. And yeah, you get an education, which ain't nothing, but that's a heck of a price to pay.
Yeah, you miss out on a lot. And I've known a handful of serious, gifted Division I scholarship athletes who've gotten a year or two in and said, I've had enough.
Yeah,
this is no fun.
My anecdotal evidence with knowing a handful of people that they were ready to be done when it was over. It wasn't like they were going to miss it forever or anything like that. No, I'm ready to stop doing this.
So now I could get into the legalities, but I'm trying to understand what this really would mean. They want to collectively bargain about pay, working conditions, practice times. I need to get into speculation about what this would look like. Might go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Cool.
Craziness. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of the world of work, I found this string of stories fairly interesting. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that flexible hours are coming to the factory, and they're focusing on the Land O'Lakes plants. It's a giant corporation.
People that make my butter.
That's right. In fact, they opened the story with a Land O'Lakes plant in Melrose, Minnesota, that makes 329,000 pounds of cheese a day.
It's a lot of cheese.
2 shifts, 5 in the morning until 5 at night, or the other way around. 24 hours a day, like most factories, the most efficient way to keep production humming uninterrupted 24/7 is to start and end in unison, building dozens of individuals' efforts into a single unit of labor, blah, blah, blah. But now they've found that recruiting and keeping workers is too hard, and so they're letting people customize their schedules at the factory. How this works long-term is an interesting question. And the reason this is so important kind of is the bridge to our next story, and I'll just read you a bit from this article. Land O'Lakes is making these changes because, like many manufacturing firms, it is struggling to fill positions even as the labor market cools, making it ever harder to keep up with demand. And the problem is set to worsen in years to come as the rapid aging of the U.S. population, speaking for myself, continues to constrain the supply of would-be workers.
I thought you were going to say, and the aging population with their growing appetite for cheese.
No, this is all about labor supply, not cheese consumption.
And we all know as you get older, you just start pounding down the cheese.
Sure. You're sitting there in your rocking chair on your front porch, whittling a bit, had a chunk of cheese.
So
not a joke.
So both these stories really are just the continuing leverage that workers slash subordinates have that they've never had before.
Stand by. Let me finish this thought now. A key way to counter that squeeze of the aging, et cetera, is tapping new sources of labor. People with young children, aging parents to care for, and those whose obligations make it harder to work employer-set hours. So it helps the recruiting a great deal. This sort of thing tends to shift fairly quickly, the dynamics of the labor market. But I thought that was interesting because up until now, there has been nothing less flexible than a shift at the local big factory.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, this is actually a really good distillation in Breitbart of a very long Wall Street Journal article, but the headline is, Addiction to Migration Cuts Americans' Productivity. And they go into detail about how, and here's a homework assignment for you. If you're at home, or it's a driving in your car assignment, or whatever you happen to be doing, perhaps taking a power walk with the dog of your choice. Here's your assignment. By the end of this screed, see if you can think of a reason a government, which is controlled by big money interests, would allow rampant immigration. See if you can come up with any possible reason that might happen. Corporate and government addiction to migration is damaging the productivity that raises personal incomes and overall national wealth, say economists cited in a report by the Wall Street Journal. Increased reliance on low-skilled imported labor can lead to weaker productivity growth, which ultimately determines how fast economies can expand, even if it helps in the short term. And they talk about dairy farming, as we're a bit fixated on dairy products this segment for some reason. Had yogurt for breakfast, for instance.
That's a good story.
You. They talk about how dairy farmers are having an extremely difficult time finding labor, and so they hire illegals. So, like crazy. And they have this one dairy farmer that instead of doing that invested $800,000 on four Dutch-made milking robots.
Oh.
Dutch Milking Robots is the name of my new punk band, by the way.
And
comparing and contrasting the fact that long-term, robot guy's a lot more productive than illegal immigration guy, but they go into various parts of the United States and Canada and talk about how so many industries, which are backed by enormous money, are addicted to illegal immigration for labor.
Well, right, and this has always been one of the hard-to-understand conundrums about why the left is so in love with illegal immigration, no human being is illegal, no borders, blah, blah, blah. You realize that they come to this country and get abused by these big corporations, and they don't have the guts to say, hey, I deserve Christmas off, or I'd like to unionize, or anything like that, because they got no leverage. Why are you in favor of that?
Well, and they drive down the wages of the existing poor in the United States. Well, the reason for that is that they don't think logically. They don't care about actual causes and effects. All they think about is what makes them sound enlightened.
Yeah, you see, you're damaging your own U.S.-born working class and then allowing people to come in and be abused. Why?
Well, you don't need a PhD in economics. All you have to do is scratch the surface like you just did, and there's the information, and it's undeniable. Wall Street Journal headline. Rich countries are becoming addicted to cheap labor. Businesses are relying more on migrant workers as labor shortages persist, but economists warn of long-term dangers.
Yeah, I wish this article included how many people out there. The fact that we've got more men of working age not working than ever in our nation's history. And they ain't starving to death, so they're getting money somewhere. Obviously, from taxpayer, a variety of programs that exist.
There is a great deal more to this, and I think it's really important. Why don't we plunge on with it after a quick word from our friends at Oxford Gold Group. Speaking of instability and rapid change and God knows what's happening, I was just reading that in Egypt, Gold has become a huge, huge deal because they have such rampant inflation. People are now buying and selling gold and using it as a currency right now. It's a great hedge. You ought to be at least looking into precious metals.
Egypt was sending gold bars to that Senator Menendez because it's such a great way to pay people.
Practical folks, the Egyptians.
Exactly. If you're wanting to get into gold or silver or whatever, the Oxford Gold Group, they make owning gold and silver simple, easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
We keep printing dollars. They're going to be worthless, but gold will still have value, and indeed it should increase over time. The Oxford Gold Group, you're going to like these folks, whether you just want some information or you're actually ready to invest. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. Give them a call, friendly folks. 833-995-GOLD. Anyway, back to this dealio. This report that they're writing about, the Congressional Budget Office, which provides economic analysis to legislators, said Joe Biden's migration and labor bubble will reduce productivity gains to very, very, very low, far below the rate seen since the 1960s. And the report explained it. I realize we're getting somewhat into the economic weeds here, but I think it's interesting. Increased net immigration is projected to affect real wages through several channels. First, and fairly obviously, additional foreign nationals are expected to work in the sectors of the economy that pay relatively low wages, thus putting downward pressure on average wages.
I don't get it. You're talking too fast.
Of the people who can afford it the least and that the left claims to be standing up for. But, of course, they're liars and hypocrites. And even when they're being sincere, they're so misguided their stupid plans yield the wrong results. Why, how can anybody vote for this unicornian garbage? Is anybody listening? Moving along.
You having a good time, Joe?
I am, actually. I enjoy this line of work. Second, the projected increase in workers reduces the amount of capital, factories and machinery, per worker, which also puts downward pressure on productivity and average real wages. By 2034, the CBO estimates the three effects combined will cause average real wages to be slightly lower than they would have been otherwise. I mean, it's not a drastic change. But so you've got a drop in productivity. You're avoiding innovation, which is one of the other main points of this article. You're just going with the same old, let's bring in poor brown people, as opposed to figuring out how to solve the problem otherwise. And you're depressing wages. So I mean, I kind of lost my train of thought. But anyway.
And again, all this leaves out that other part that I like as an angle. We got more U.S. citizens eligible for work that ain't working, living off the government, than we've ever had.
Right.
So this whole, well, what are you going to do? You got to import these people. Nah, if people were starving, they'd take these jobs.
There's so much crap in this. It's interesting. what time is it? Yeah, we got a minute. Wall Street Journal article also ignored how pro-migration laws create ideological and careerist demands for more enforced diversification of the nation's pro-democracy, pro-innovation, pro-equality civic rules. For instance, This owner of an organization that helps employers move migrants into the United States. We are welcoming to migrants, which is a national characteristic rooted in our founders' search for freedom from prosecution and tyranny. And these brown people work really, really cheap.
And don't ask for much.
Right. And we can abuse them, too. Because they don't know where to turn or what to say, and they keep their head down, and they don't complain. So we can pay less and abuse the hell out of them. Thanks to the Biden administration's immigration policies, aren't we admirable progressives?
Yeah. That whole story is frustrating.
There are times I would like so much to have, like, the reach of a Rush Limbaugh. And not because I need the money. I really don't. I see my country being dragged down roads that are incredibly unhealthy and will change it fundamentally in a way I'm extremely uncomfortable with. And as a patriot, I hate that idea. But we'll keep doing our best.
We'll keep doing our best.
With our little kingdom that we have assembled.
It's all you can do.
Tell your friends about the A&G show. That's what you can do, huh?
One of the most honest senators I think we had decided to quit yesterday, if you haven't heard that story. California is going to add to the Senate one of the biggest lying scumbags in the history of the Senate. So maybe we'll talk about that later. That's disappointing. Ah! We're doing NATO drills. We got U.S. troops in one of the new NATO countries to try to scare off Putin. Do you know that? Among other things. On the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of the most famous closing scenes in television was filmed nearly two decades ago.
That iconic red booth and yellow table from The Sopranos sold to a bidder on eBay for $82,600 Monday. Holston's co-owner Chris Carley says the listing started bidding at $3,000 last week and within 24 hours soared to more than 20 times that.
So the booth from the final scene of the TV show The Sopranos, is the booth still in the restaurant and like you own it, or do you have the actual booth at your house?
I think they unscrewed it from the floor, Jack, and shipped it to your home. Yes.
But as you always talk about, all that memorabilia stuff is, it's interesting if that was a cultural touchstone in your life. But the next generation says, what? Who? Never heard of it. Whatever.
Yeah, I invested $50,000 in spats worn by Glenn Miller. Yeah, not such a great, if you know what I'm driving at.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I've been tempted to buy various pieces of rock and roll memorabilia as a music freak, but then I keep thinking, you know, if you enjoy having it, do it. But if it's an investment, forget it.
Yeah, you'd have to do it because you're rich, and it'd be really cool for people of your age to come to your house and sit in that booth. You know what's special about that booth you're sitting in right now? Huh? It's where Tony was sitting when he got shot, because that's how it ended.
No, what? No, what? No, it didn't.
Couple of stories out of Russia for you. By the way, New York Times with a fascinating look at the race between Biden and Trump. It fascinated me, and I'm bored to death with the whole thing.
Really?
So maybe we'll get to that in hour three.
Out of the liberal New York Times.
A couple of Russia stories for you, and none of them are good, as you would expect. One of them's confusing. So this, the Navalny funeral the other day, I don't know if you saw any of the reports. Quite a few people showed up to the Navalny funeral. And there was some wonder as to the fact that Putin allowed such a big crowd to show up to the funeral. Well, Semaphore, a news agency, is reporting that Russia is using facial recognition to detain funeral attendees. Now going to their homes, knocking on the door, here's a picture of you at the funeral, come with me. So that's how that whole thing works. Because Russia is the awful country it is, because it's run by Putin, NATO has begun military drills in the Nordic countries of Norway, Sweden, and Finland this week, bringing together more than 20,000 troops from 13 countries, including U.S. troops. The Norwegian-led exercise will include its largest ever Finnish contingent, expanding due to the recent ascension of Finland and soon Sweden to NATO. So we're already in the new NATO countries, U.S. troops, training to let Putin know, hey, don't go too far.
Good. I'm in favor of that.
I am in favor of that also. And then this.
Getting back to the surveillance thing, both Russia and China do this, and so they get credit for allowing dissent, and then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, the knock comes on your door. Maybe you never are seen again. Maybe you just get the hell beat out of you, but the message is sent.
And the word gets around, and so you really curtail future dissent. While, like you said, getting some credit for not being quite the totalitarian, you don't have cops on the street with water hoses or shooting people or beating them down or whatever on the evening news.
Right.
Yeah. Got another story, but I'll have to fit that in next hour, I guess. One of the headlines of the day, if you care about this at all, Nikki Haley officially got out. She's done. She realized, what's the point? Or I don't know how she made her decision, but I don't know why she stuck in as long as she did. Maybe she just enjoyed traveling around giving speeches. Oh.
Well, and have you heard RFK Jr.'s new campaign anthem? He went with the hippity-hop music, and controversy has erupted.
Okay, great. So if you missed that segment or any other, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're no strangers to those evening snack cravings when you just want something sweet. Well, good news, HelloFresh has your back because they're giving away one free dessert item with every single delivery for life.
That means while you're a HelloFresh subscriber, not only will you enjoy your pick of the tasty dinner recipes they're known for, you can also cap off a great meal with dessert for free.
HelloFresh actually has you covered for every mealtime occasion with a delicious array of quick lunches, sides, snacks, apps, breakfasts, and more that you can easily add to every order.
And turn to HelloFresh's quick and easy recipes on those busy weeknights to get dinner on the table quicker than it takes to get delivery.
Make mealtime easy with America's number one meal kit. Join HelloFresh today and get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet.
That's one free dessert item per box while your subscription is active just by going to HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. That's HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.